The half sister of the man who was held captive for 20 years is on the show now, Heather Tessman. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry to hear about all that's going on with your family. It sounds just horrible.
It's unreal.
Okay, so your relationship to, I'm just going to refer to him as the victim. His name hasn't been released for his privacy.
Which we all appreciate.
Yes. Your mother had you, your mother, which is his mother.
Yes.
Had you in 1990.
Yep.
You went up for adoption.
Yep.
And then the victim was born in 1993, and he was given to his biological father.
Right, because she has only ever wanted what was best for her children. You know, she gave me my best chance. She thought she was giving him his best chance.
So she, so it, when she was having you and having him in the early 90s, she didn't believe she would be a good mother.
Well, she had me very young, and I was hurt at daycare, so I was removed because it's the early 90s. You know, things aren't how they are now. They couldn't find proof of anything, so they just removed me from the situation. I was put into foster care. I was adopted by lovely people.
Now, when you say lovely, are you putting quotes around that, or you mean lovely?
No.
Okay.
They're amazing.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, no, I was lucky. The system failed him.
Oh, big time. That's an understatement. But we'll get to that in a bit. So,
okay.
Did you stay in touch with your biological mother?
Yes. Yes, it was an open adoption. We saw each other until I was probably 10, and then she gave me space because she was dealing with her own demons, and she knew I was okay. We reconnected when I was 18 because same reason I tried to find him when he was 18. Because you're an adult now. You can talk to who you want to talk to. You can build relationships if you want to or do not want to.
Okay, so I'm not good at math, but like 1993 plus 18, what year is that?
Well, I was 18 in 2008, so add 3, 2011.
Okay, thank you for doing that for me. All right, yep. So 2011, you start looking for your brother who is the victim who was held captive. And what happened? Where did you go? What happened?
I looked all over social media, every single search engine you can think of, public records, court records, anything shy of going to the family because you get pushed away so many times. What are you supposed to do if they're saying he's not here?
So you're saying you had direct contact with the stepmom?
No.
With the biological dad, who's now deceased?
Yes, briefly.
What was that, in the form of a phone call or a knock on the door?
No, I sent an email. I got a don't contact us. And it's just insane, you know. And you can't find anything if there is nothing. I could see that he was born. That was absolutely it. No school records. Absolutely nothing.
But you didn't know he was in Waterbury. How did you get the father's email?
Well, he's he had like a company that he ran or founded or whatever. I never had a relationship with him. I did reach out, you know. Pretty much got told to pound sand.
With that one email?
Yes.
And then after that one email, you just gave up?
No, I didn't give up. I never gave up.
What did you do after you got that email?
After I got that email, I knew that door was closed. Everyone was under the impression that he wasn't in the house. I assumed he was living his life, and I was just trying to find him.
Oh, so you thought he had left the house?
Yeah, because... You know, you hear from these people, we don't have any information. You know, he's an adult. He should have been, like, out of high school, going to college.
Right. And no school records, no nothing.
Nothing.
That had to worry you a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit's a bit of an understatement.
So what did you do next?
What did I do next? I mean, just try to live my life and hope my search is fruitful.
Did you ever meet your stepbrother, the victim?
Half-brother, but I met him briefly when he was a baby.
You met him when he was a baby?
Yep, because our mom had brought him to my family so that I could meet him. And that's the only time I ever saw him, when he was so small. He was still a newborn.
Oh, wow. What do you remember from that day?
I just remember being over the moon and just, like, going on and on to my parents, like, I've got a little brother.
I have a brother.
Yeah. You know, because I was the youngest in my adopted family, and I always thought being a big sister would be awesome. And now I got that chance, and nothing came of it.
So then fast forward, you know, 18 years later, you reach out. It's a dead end. You can't find any information on him. Is there anything that happens between then and 2 weeks ago?
Right after his father died, our mother had gotten a hold of me. Saying,
your biological mother.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, my biological mother had gotten a hold of me and said, hey, I know you've been looking for him. I just found out that his dad died. Nobody knows where he is. I don't think he knows. So I re-ramped up my search. There's still nothing.
Oh, so now it's a mission to get in touch with him to tell him that his dad died.
Yeah, because that's something that he should know. Little did we know, he was in the house the whole time.
Man.
But all I can say is at least now I know why I couldn't find him, because you can't find somebody who slipped through the cracks and essentially disappeared.
How do you feel that, you know, there are news reports where his principal was saying, you know, I called DCF a million times.
I feel like they failed him. They absolutely failed him. There's only so much you can do as an administrator. You can make the calls. It's not like they were able to, you know, grab DCF and be like, hey, you need to go here right now. They can report. DCF can investigate, and if everything seems fine and dandy, they close the case, unfortunately. You know, and they take kids away from parents who are actually trying and doing their best, ultimately not like an abusive situation, and they will take them. But then you have instances like this where, you know, everything seems fine, case closed.
It's weird that no one in the state is saying, we're going to have hearings, we're going to figure out what happened. It's almost like no one cares. Literally, like no one cares. There's silence in Hartford.
It's
deafening.
I've always been an advocate for children in foster care. Having gone through it myself, I was raised by very loving people who had foster children from the mid-70s until my dad got sick in the early 2000s. So I've seen how it is.
Yeah, you've been in the system. You know it's not this bad. This is an extreme case of horribleness.
And then I also understand, you know, if you get an undesirable child, the undesirable is in quotes, pretty much once a kid hits 5, their chance of getting adopted drops. Because you have all of these psychological issues, and it's too much
for anyone to take on. Yeah. Heather Tessman is on. She's the half-sister of the Waterbury man held captive. Let's go back to this time you hear that his dad died, and your biological mother reaches out, and you start looking for it. What happens? Do you have a conversation with the stepmom? Is there any contact?
No, because as far as we were aware, nobody knew where he was, and he was just out living his life. So as far as I was concerned that was not my best option to find him, because we were all under the impression he wasn't there, and he hadn't been there.
Right. And there's no trace of him anywhere. You think he just grew up, left, and it's not turning back.
Yeah, I mean, people do that all the time.
Yeah.
So it's not an unrealistic
hope. No.
You know?
No, you're hoping for the best for him.
Yes.
And then what? So now fast forward to a couple weeks ago, or was there any other contact with anyone between the time the dad died, which was what, 17? Or no, last year. It was last year.
Yeah, the dad died last January.
Right. So no one did, you know, we've been talking to people and they say the dad was in the wheelchair. And then some people in the neighborhood said, we haven't seen this guy since 2017, but apparently he was in the house and there were no wheelchair ramps. And do you hear those things as well?
I have heard those things, and I can only imagine if what they did to my brother being so extreme, I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't let out of the house. Obviously, I can't say that for a fact, but that's just kind of where my mind goes.
Now, the stepmom, have you ever had a conversation with her?
No. No, I don't think that would have happened even if I tried.
What would you like to say to her if she's listening now?
Oh, dear. I have no kind words. I really can't say anything to the media about what I actually want to say to her just because it's not appropriate. But I'm disgusted. I'm disappointed. How can you be such a monster? Like, this is not something people do. It's not something people experience. Like, how can you do that to a child? That's really it.
She has daughters, right? She has
and they got to live and go to school and get jobs and have, you know, relationships.
You think they knew that your brother was being held captive?
How could they not? They were in the house. Everybody in the house knew that he was there. And they kept it hush-hush, so nobody else knew that he was there.
What do you think should happen to the daughters who knew, if they did know?
I think they should be implicated because they were complicit at best. That's, you know, I don't know if she's, or the stepmother is really so evil where they were scared and wouldn't talk out, or if they were threatened that that would happen to them too, or it makes no sense. But they knew something was going on. They had their entire lives to say something and they didn't.
It seems like after the dad died, things got a lot worse for your brother in the house, and that led him to light the fire that ultimately freed him.
I'm so proud of him for that. I can't imagine the amount of despair he must have been feeling to say, this is my out. I'm either going to die or I'm going to get saved. It's just heartbreaking.
If you could communicate with him now, what would you say to him?
That I love him, and I've always loved him, and I've been looking for him to no avail, and I just want him to know that I'm here, and I will do anything to help him recover and just let him know that he's got people on his side.
Pretty remarkable. He was 68 pounds.
And he's taller than me. 5'9". That's disgusting. Like, I don't think at that point he could have gotten away if he tried. What's he going to do? Sneak out of the house and hobble down the street?
Right.
Absolutely not. It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
What do you plan to do next?
I am going to let him reach out to me. If he wants a relationship, if he doesn't want a relationship with me, that's something I'm going to have to deal with on my own. But I want to aid in his recovery and find him resources if he needs or wants me to.
Have you gotten any information on that? How he's doing right now? Or
I just know that he is not in critical condition. I briefly spoke with one of the detectives on the case, and it's very early into the investigation still, so they can't really say much, which I totally understand. Yeah, so they have my information. They know that I'm here, and if and when they can pass on my information to my brother, they will do so.
Well, it sounds like he was pulled out of school at 11. Yeah, he's got a long road ahead of him.
I don't know if he'll ever psychologically recover, but I just hope that his physical recovery is speedy and he can get to feel like a normal human being and not be hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no matter how he turns out, which, you know, it's going to be better than what he was living through.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and he just needs to know that he has family, be it estranged, but family that loves him, and we never stopped.
Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, and I feel for you and everybody involved in this, especially your brother.
Yeah, me too.
It's just so shocking. It shocked the entire country.
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
This doesn't happen in real life.
Well, we've been saying that, you know, even, and I'm sure someone will try to make money off of this and make a movie, but they'll never be able to capture the horror that he lived.
Oh, absolutely
lived.
Not.
No.
Absolutely not.
Heather, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR.
Oh, I feel so bad for her.
I feel bad for you know, it's just tough.
It sucks.
Yeah.
The whole thing just plain sucks.
I'm still waiting to hear something from the state.
Yeah. Hello.
I don't know how you could act like
right. It
didn't happen.
Here. Yeah, nothing to see here.
Yeah. Let's just go have a hearing about leaf blowers.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. The priorities are amazing, aren't they?
Amazing.
Staggering.
Where's the oversight?
Seriously.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, a department made a mistake.
Right.
Let's have a conversation about it.
That's how distraction.
That's how real life works, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty big, massive mistake, by the way.
Huge.
A kid was held captive for 20 years.
Yeah, explain that one. You dropped the ball.
Our principal's calling, then the kid disappears from the school system and no follow-up.
Best thing to do is just own it right now. Just own it.
You got to own it.
You got to own it.
You know?
That's the only way to come out of it. Just own it. Okay, yes.
There's no leadership up there.
Right.
All they want to do is get through their day and get reelected.
Exactly.
That's it.
Right. Something to keep in mind. Come election
day. This is a hard conversation. Someone's got to be a leader and say, okay, you.
Right.
Get up here. We need to talk.
Exactly. They said we messed up.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And nobody from any department seems to be like you said, taking the lead. Even if it's somebody who's kind of like just an underling, but they're making noise to get something done, nobody's really taken up that mantle either.
If you're an underling and you start speaking out, you're done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the easiest outcome.
Right. Zap. Nobody even is feeling noble enough to be like, I'll take the bullet for this and get fired just so we can get more, you know, more eyes on this.
And why aren't we watching media people chase these people down?
Or seriously.
Like, do you have any comments on, you know, I don't know, a kid held hostage for 20 years
right
under your nose?
Hello.
It's very weird because you see the quote. All I see in the articles is the quote from the DCF about we don't have any records, this and the other thing. But then there's no. Whoever wrote the article didn't bother to ask DCF why there was no records of this kid for 20 years.
They say they delete after 5.
Yes.
So they went and knocked on the door and everything was fine. Okay. Can we talk to that agent or social worker?
Right. Who was it? Yeah.
Why isn't that social worker, wherever they are in retirement, on a plane, back here, in front of a panel of people asking questions?
For sure.
Exactly.
There's no one talking to AJ.
Yep.
It's been 2 weeks.
I know. Nothing.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's astounding, isn't it? It's amazing, right? Don't get in trouble in the state.
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
Like, we spend tons of money to help kids who are in bad situations. And, you know, we don't hear about all the good work that DCF does.
Of course not, no.
But this is so bad.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
There needs to be a conversation.
You got to draw attention to this, sorry. We can't just like.
How does it not happen again? If you don't have a conversation, figure out what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it can happen. It might be happening right now as we speak. This might be happening as we speak right now.
There might be more.
Yeah. You never know.
There could be a whole bunch of people like this right now. He just happened to be the first person to finally get out.
What's scary is that the principal knew there was some bad stuff going on at home.
Uh-huh.
And was repeatedly calling DCF. And then this kid disappears from school. He could have been murdered.
Exactly. Yeah. There was no police involvement. You know, nothing.
Listen to me. He could have been murdered and buried.
Yeah.
And no one would have ever asked a question about him again.
Nothing.
Right.
Scary.
Nobody was asking questions about him. He
nobody
had to burn
was,
a house down.
Yeah. No one. And that breaks my heart that this kid, people at school knew he was having trouble, and then he disappears, and no one even picks up a phone or asks a question.
In all these years.
All these years.
All these
he
years.
He could have just disappeared, and no one would have ever said, what happened to that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's... I hope that at least, and I know they're not, but I hope at least the people in Hartford who should be having loud conversations about this are embarrassed when they look in the mirror.
I don't think they're embarrassed.
They're not doing the right thing by the people.
I don't think they're embarrassed.
They're doing the right thing by their career.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing for all this other nonsense, but when you're talking about the life of a kid, I hope you're embarrassed that you're not grabbing this bull by the horn.
You have to recognize it first.
Diane and Meriden.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for what you're doing. I'm like so emotional right now, but wow. Somebody has to speak up and something has to happen and someone does have to be held accountable for this. And without people like you, you're right. Nothing happens. It's insane. And I'm sorry that I don't have anything put together in my head. I just wanted to say thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. We're all here together. I think we all feel the same way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Collectively,
yeah.
Yes.
I heard the dumbass news sounder. I'm like, I'm not doing a dumbass news story right now. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those other dumbasses.
Yeah. 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 We're featuring the people of Hartford in dumbass news.
There we go.
100%. Oh, my God. But thank you so much. And keep it going. Please do keep it going, because that's what happens. We get pissed and we say things and like, and then everything goes and, you know, it just, you know,
this is what they're counting.
Yeah. Right.
They're hoping, just hoping this
it.
Cycles out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. La, 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 la. Nothing's happening here. La, la, la.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes. So, God, I'm just, I'm speechless, but keep up the work.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you.
All right, we're going to do this story. We're not going to leave this story, by the way.
No.
We're not leaving it.
There's
still
more.
You know, Ruth is on top of it.
Yep.
You know, she's booking people. She's like a little CIA agent.
I noticed that. Yeah, a little X-Files over here.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not the last we're going to talk about this and until we get some answers.
Yep. Make enough noise.
And that's what it is. It's putting pressure on him. It's making noise locally. It's also, it's a national news story.
It's
now.
Global now, I think.
So
yeah,
so everybody knows. So maybe that kind of pressure from millions of people on social media. And
we're going to have to keep it going here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Because the only thing they respond to is, will I get reelected?
Yep.
Mm.
And if they start looking bad where they won't get reelected, then they'll start answering questions.
Exactly right.
But we are going to talk about this Amazon driver.
Yes.
Okay.
This person uncorked.
Yeah, but I'm promising you we're not done with this story.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.